Nolte, Disney Plus expected to lose $800 million this quarter. By John Nolte on July 17, 2023. The floundering Walt Disney Company's Disney Plus streaming service is expected to record a $800 million third-quarter loss. That's nearly $1 billion lost in a single quarter. I tell ya, Disney's slow-motion collapse is more entertaining than anything these child predators have created in years. Apparently, grooming little kids doesn't pay. Who knew? In better news, Disney stock took a dive after it was announced disgraced CEO Bob Iger extended his contract to 2026. The smart money knows groomer Bob is not good for business. Want a good laugh? The Disney sycophants in the corporate media have been portraying these massive losses as a good thing. The far-left New York Times back in May. To understand the forces that have been roiling the biggest media companies, look no further than Disney's earnings. Streaming economics are improving, considerably so. But not fast enough to offset declines in traditional television, which is in freefall. Disney said on Wednesday that losses in its streaming business for the most recent quarter totaled $659 million, an improvement from a year earlier, and a vast improvement from the October to December period, when losses totaled $1.1 billion. Streaming revenue climbed 12%, reflecting a sharp increase in revenue per paid Disney Plus subscriber, a metric investors watch closely. Oh, yeah, what a relief. Losses were only down $659 million. Well, now that those losses appear to have spiked back up to $800 million, we can all look forward to the rewrite. Right? Right? Here's Reuters in May. Walt Disney Company reduced streaming losses by $400 million from the prior quarter but also shed subscribers. The company reported on Wednesday as quarterly earnings landed in line with Wall Street expectations. Investors Business Daily in May. Still, losses for the company's streaming business improved to $659 million from a loss of $887 million last year. FactSet projected Disney's streaming operations to record an $845 million loss. Boy, Democrats got it good. Disney Plus loses more than $500 million over 3 months, and the fake media is all good news. Well, now the losses are back up to $800 million. Should be interesting to see how these bootlickers spin that for groomer Bob. The media talking around the brand damage the Disney grooming syndicate has brought on itself is pathetic. Because Disney cannot control its dual obsessions involving identity politics and its criminal desire to normalize sex with kids, everything Disney is dying. The company has probably lost somewhere around $1 billion on its last 9 feature films. Disney Plus is a stagnant money pit of sexual perversities. Theme park attendance is down. The price of Disney's stock has been cut in half in just a few years. But this is what happens when you prey on children rather than protect them. This is what happens when your failed Lucasfilm president, Kathleen Kennedy, woke rape our heroes like Luke Skywalker, Lando Calrissian, and Indiana Jones into emasculated, mealing little gerbils reporting to the girl, boss. This is what happens when you ask us to feel an emotional attachment to a character based on something as shallow and meaningless as their gender, skin color, or how they conduct their sex life. This is what happens when you sexualize everything, especially children's content with deviant sexual behavior and the destructive horrors of transsexualism. Disney is pure evil and deserves every terrible thing in the world. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.